The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
You don't like it, you don't like it.
Dirty looks, let go. This is the other side of midnight. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Frank Morano. Well, a couple of years ago, do you remember all the attention that the VA healthcare system and hospital system was getting? All the horror stories about everything that was going wrong, all the solutions, the suggestions for how they could be improved? You don't really hear too much about it anymore. That's because everything was fixed, right? No. That is not why you don't hear about that stuff anymore. The VA healthcare system still has some big, big problems. And we're seeing if we're moving in the right direction. We have two experts. First, my friend Andrew McKenna, who's been an author and an interesting guy. He's written the book Sheer Madness, which I strongly recommend. It's all about going from being a federal prosecutor to a federal prisoner. He's also a Marine veteran and an Air Force veteran. These days, he's a client services representative for Transformation Treatment Center. Andrew, it's great to see you again.
Hey, great to be with you, Frank. Thank you.
And we're also joined by Carlos Farina, who is a veteran and a retired Broward County police officer and the head of the Help for Our Heroes program as part of Transformation Treatment Center. And they treat veterans and first responders. Carlos, thanks for getting up early for us.
My pleasure.
So, Andrew, let me begin with you. We hear a lot about veterans treatment these days in the context of things like PTSD and conditions related to that. How prevalent are PTSD issues among veterans from what you see?
Well, the numbers show us that about 20% of veterans suffer from PTSD. I think that number is very low. I think those are the reported cases. And I think that number, even the reported cases, might be skewed a little bit. I'd like to put in a quick plug based on your intro about the VA. The folks working at the VA work incredibly hard, the social workers, the case managers, the nurses, the doctors. I think the problem is that they're underfunded. And but they're really a great group of folks. Their hearts are in the right places, and they really, really help veterans. And I see it. I work with them. Transformations has been working with veterans for years. So they, you know, the VA had gotten a bad rap for that period of years, and it was awful because I knew folks who worked there and were very, very frustrated. Since then, you know, veterans are now allowed to seek treatment outside of the VA. And, you know, we're here to help the VA workers, you know, because they need it. And Carlos can certainly speak to that as well. But in terms of answering your question, at least 20%, which is about double or three times what non-veterans, regular folks experience PTSD.
Now, Carlos, I have heard from several people that some of the VA treatment facilities will, instead of giving performing surgeries on veterans that are suffering from things like chronic pain, they'll try to mask that pain with medication, and that this will occasionally create a whole bunch of addicts among veterans. Has that been your experience from what you've observed at all?
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, it's a sad truth of what historically has occurred. But the VA, you know, I have a number of friends in the VA who work there, and, you know, they're great people, understaffed, under budget. But unfortunately, you're right. The philosophy has been, you know, they'll kick in and walk out with a bag full of pills. And you know, deaths have occurred as a result of mixing all these pills with alcohol, if the veteran is an alcoholic, you know, an event goes in their lives and they go back to drinking and taking all these pills. And unfortunately, that is just a sad truth of what has been happening.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, Frank, what we're seeing more and more is PTSD and other mental health issues not being treated properly. And when that happens, you know, if you're suffering from PTSD, I had an accident. I fell off a cliff during a Marine Corps training exercise, and I suffered PTSD. I didn't realize it for a few years, but I was it kind of crept up, and I noticed myself becoming angry, becoming, self-destructive. Hypervigilant at certain times, and then aggressive behaviors, insomnia. So PTSD is a very strange animal in that it can creep up. And Carlos is really the clinician and the expert in this. But I also, years ago when I was with the government, not with the military, I was in South America in Bogota, Colombia, and I witnessed a kidnapping, and I witnessed somebody get stabbed. And it was shocking and alarming while it was happening. And when I got back to the States, that's really when it hit me. And it took me years for me to seek treatment for my PTSD, which was successful. And Carlos can certainly speak to, you know, some of the things that he sees when he treats veterans.
Carlos, I know Transformations Treatment Center has done a lot to help addicts in general, and the Help for Our Heroes program, which you're the head of, has done a lot to help veterans and first responders specifically. But how prevalent is are addiction and substance abuse issues among the veteran population as compared to the general population? Is it greater among veterans? Is it about the same? Is it less? What's your analysis of that situation?
Well, I believe it's greater, definitely greater among our veterans because basically of just the exposure itself to danger situations, you know, combat. It is definitely much, much higher. And just based on the exposure of you know, the experiences that they do have.
Andrew, you've been very open about your own battles with addiction. Is the situation at the VA, has it improved over the last few years in terms of addressing these issues with veterans that might be battling substance abuse, or has it not improved? Has it gotten worse? How would you characterize the job that they do in terms of combating substance abuse?
I think it's definitely improved a lot over the last couple of years. And the reason being is I believe, and this is not political, but when President Trump came in, he made a lot of changes at the very, very top. And that allowed the folks, you know, in the VA, working at the VA, to operate more smoothly, I believe. And as I said in the beginning, I mean, their hearts are in the right places and they're working hard and they're treating people. And I just want to think, you know, make one particular comment to piggyback on what Carlos was saying, that when you look at a veteran, you know, I worked with a Marine veteran that was stationed in Africa, and he saw, tribal fighting where children were being hacked to death with machetes. And that was something that he was there to train their military, and he came back and started self-medicating because he couldn't deal with the nightmares. He couldn't deal with the flashbacks. Much unlike my story. My story is, you know, like a bowl of ice cream compared to what he had to witness and what he went through. But yet I found myself also self-medicating. So, to answer your question again, yes, there's been some changes. The changes were at the top, and it kind of rolled down. So things have vastly improved, but they're underfunded and under-resourced, as Carlos said. And when we look at the 2022 budget that Biden has put forward, there, it is a big deal because it's an 8% increase. In 2021, the budget for the VA was $243 billion, I believe. It's up 8%. That's wonderful. In my opinion, it's not enough. You know, we're treating veterans. These guys aren't doing this for a paycheck. You know, guys and gals are not doing this for a paycheck. They're doing it because they're doing it to defend the country, to keep our military strong so that we're not attacked. And whether you agree with what we do militarily or not, it's irrelevant. We have young men and women going into combat and joining the military, supporting combat troops as well. And there's, you know, they're exposed to trauma as well. It's important that we help them, that we do something for them. And I think that's, you know, why we set up a really strong program for veterans at Transformation.
Carlos, and the people just changed, we're talking with Andrew McKenna. He's a veteran and the author of the book Sheer Madness. He's also a client services representative for Transformations Treatment Center. And if you want to learn more about what they're doing, you can go to the website TTCMendingFences.com. That's TTCMendingFences.com. Carlos is a retired Broward County police officer, a veteran, and the head of the Help for Our Heroes program. Carlos, we've heard a lot recently about the problem with veteran suicide, different ways to combat that. I'm wondering, do you think that there's a nexus between the issues of PTSD, substance abuse, and veteran suicide? Are those issues linked?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. For your listeners, so they understand, you know, PTSD, you know, because you know, the trauma can impact, you know, just anybody. It's at a level of, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You know, the manifestations are quite extensive. Obviously, when we're talking about exposure of the military veterans in terms of combat or other experiences that they see, you know, there are many types of symptoms, and obviously it links with the flashbacks, intrusive thoughts of the trauma, you know, avoidance, numbing, putting up a wall, withdrawing, hypervigilance, as Mike was talking about, irritability, easily startled, memory blocking, sudden bursts of anger, and other emotions, difficulty sleeping also, another one, nightmares, fears, depression, anxiety, and obviously substance abuse and other addictive behaviors as well. You know, difficulty holding a job, and we see that quite often with our military veterans, not being able to hold a job, relationship problems, you know, family issues. You know, unfortunately, sometimes, even suicide. There's definitely a link. You know, they're just people reacting, you know, normally to abnormal experiences.
And adding to that, there's another link to that as well, and that's the stigma behind asking for help. It's really pervasive in the entire country. Whether you're military or not, asking for help and saying I'm struggling with a mental issue is either embarrassing. They think that they're going to be judged to be quote unquote crazy. They're unstable. They're unemployable. Well, we know that those things aren't true. So bringing down the stigma, I'm encouraging veterans to speak up and to ask for help. It's confidential, it's private, but we have to bring the stigma down, because if we don't, that's leading to suicides. I encourage veterans to reach out and ask for help, and I'm always available. My phone's always on, and Carlos is too, and any veteran that's really in the treatment field wants to help, and even veterans that aren't in the treatment field want to help, but
so,
ask.
Andrew, you've said that one thing that needs to be done from a public policy perspective is more funding for the VA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, In terms of people that might be listening who either are a veteran, who either are veterans dealing with some of these substance abuse issues, or they are a family member of a veteran that's dealing with some of these substance abuse issues, is there anything you can suggest to them about how they could get some help in the short term while they're waiting for the government to increase funding to the VA?
Well, yeah, absolutely, because the VA has approved a small select group of treatment facilities and treatment companies to treat them. It's a vetting process. It's difficult to make the grade, and Transformations has made the grade. You can call me. You know, Frank, when I've been on your show, I give my number on the show. You know, have a veteran call me directly at 518-269-8306. And I'll walk you through the process, and I will get you the help that you deserve. What I will caution families and veterans out there that are struggling, and I won't, say bad things about other facilities, because there are other facilities out there, but you have to be very careful. A lot of places say, well, we treat veterans, we treat first responders, and then you actually go and tour their facility, and you say, well, where's the program? I mean, this is a real bona fide program. It's veterans helping veterans.
Well,
that's what this is
about.
That
is great. So, again, the website is ttcmendingfences.com. If you want to call Andrew directly, you can call him at 518-269-8306. That's 518-269-8306. Carlos, thank you very much for the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Andrew, it's always great to see you.
Thank you, Frank, very much.
We're going to do 15 seconds of fame in just a minute. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. I'll tell you one thing that I take away from all these conversations about how to deal with chronic pain. It's that you should try to do whatever you can if you suffer from back pain, knee pain, or any sort of physical pain to avoid things like heavy-duty opioids. And that is precisely one of the areas where Trinity Rehab can help. They are a state-of-the-art physical therapy facility that treats all sorts of pain, back pain, neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain, all with the EPAT machine. Now, the EPAT machine is an FDA-approved, non-surgical acoustic pressure wave technology. It's similar to what they use to break up kidney stones. It breaks up scar tissue as well. It enhances healing and gets rid of pain fast. It's effective for conditions like back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, any of that. So there's no prescription needed to get started. They're all over New Jersey. They're open in Clifton, Paramus, Emerson, East Windsor, Shrewsbury, and a brand new location in Short Hill. So if you want to try this, call Trinity Rehab today at 800-518-0977. That's 1-800-518-0977. And you can also go to the website trinity-rehab.com. 15 seconds of fame next. Be heard on any subject. For 15 seconds, just dial 800-848-9222.